mashed potatoes, and a grandfather clock. My maternal grandmother's mother was a bitch. Born in Lorraine, a no man's land between Germany and France, she married a man from the German minority. And when the region returned to France after World War I, she had to move to Germany. In her early 40s, with 13 children, she found herself in a country she had not chosen to live in. She hated the food, the culture, the people. To make matters worse, Hitler sent her sons to the front line to fight France. When the Allies landed on the beaches, she lit a giant bonfire in the backyard, singing the Marseillaise all night. She embraced any opportunity to show her contempt. She never learned the language. Every morning she would pick up her shopping bag, walk into town and call at the shops where she would shout out her list in French. Sometimes the shop owners understood what she wanted. Usually they did not. She never bothered with sign language and always chose a take-it-or-leave-it approach. No need to say, the meals in her house became a Hafford event and the husband negotiated a truce. From then on, the butcher, the baker, the greengrocer and the corner shop had a list stuck somewhere containing translation of wares in their trade. She never wavered, never tried. The year I was 6 years old, she turned 90. It was a huge event and I had been primed by learning French. I had never met her because we lived far away. Everybody lived far away. It made life easier and excuses plausible. On the day, I was ushered in front of a tiny, stern-looking woman. "This is Petra," my mother said. The woman scowled and I moved along. Being scowled at was fine and far superior to being patted on the head or, God forbid, being kissed. The subsequent birthday dinner contained, to my horror, a big pile of mashed potatoes. I hate mashed potatoes. I could not bring myself to lift a spoon covered in the substance to my mouth.